Hi, everyone. Before we begin the show, we want to share a podcast with you that we're loving right now and that we know you're going to love too. It's called Future Hindsight, and it's a podcast that takes big ideas about civic life and democracy and turns them into action items for you and me.
Hosted by Mila Atmos, listen to their new season on The Social Contract out now.
Welcome to episode 104 of the MEC podcast, a member of the Odd Pods Media Network. Listen in today as we have our special end of year episode.
That's right. Hi.
Hi.
So deja vu.
Yes.
Because we're doing
so
this again.
Familiar.
So after I got home on Sunday, 2 days ago, I finished, thank God, our editing 103.
Yes.
And I was 2 minutes from finishing editing the episode 104, and my computer crashed, yes. And I lost everything. So,
and we had a wonderful
and a little muck
with the amazing Denise Horland.
Oh, God.
But we'll be doing that again, so it's all good.
So embarrassing.
It's all good.
So here we are again, and our dear executive producer Alfredo is really putting up with our bullshit and our nonsense and allowing us to come back to his
house,
so we don't have to do this next week. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Well, hello again. Is this 103.2? Hello, Tina. Hello, Hillary.
It's 103.2.
104.
Is this being recorded?
It is.
Is it being saved?
Yeah.
Can we get backup for this?
Oh.
Because Christmas is coming soon.
Oh, my
God. And we won't have time to do this for the third time.
Listen.
It's a Christmas miracle.
I have a whole plan on how I'm going to be backing this
thing up. She has a plan.
Yes.
I'm going to be backing it up
as we're recording. Mm. I'm going to be doing the whole thing. Don't worry about it. I got it.
Well, I'm not worried about it. I know you got it. And if you don't got it.
That's it.
Then we'll be recording this for another time.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, I am taking the weekend off.
Yes.
I am not doing work on this for another week. We are taking care of this today, I promise.
As you should, as I always say, you both need a break. You work way too much and do too many episodes, but we're not going to get into that.
Wow.
Thank you.
I'm just saying, take a break. You deserve it.
Thank you.
So I have a task today, and we asked fans and listeners to send us some questions.
Yes.
So I have some questions for the two of you. And for $1.
Oh.
And then we're going to increase the price. There's actually no money to it. But,
okay.
You know,
Monopoly
we'll
money.
Translate. Yeah, cookies. How about cookies?
For one Tina, cookie. Ooh. Tina brought Christmas cookies.
So cookie, let's start with Tina. Tina, tell me, what was your favorite MEC episode this year?
Such
and why?
The episode on Joe Arpaio, because he was really crazier than I thought. And the one part about the house being burned down and that they had raided a house on his sort of command and they had the wrong house. And, you know, an animal was, you know, unfortunately killed and they just didn't care. It was awful. And it was just one awful thing after the next with that guy.
Yeah.
And it's just shocking that he just kept getting reelected for years and years and years and years and years. And that he's currently running for a mayor seat. So, yay.
Like such is politics.
In good, crazy, you know, stories. Yeah. How about you, Hillary?
My favorite, I have had a couple, but I definitely love the Captain Ian Fishback story that I did recently, where it's this hero and he ends up dying tragically, you know, recently in November of 2021. And it's just a really sad story and a commentary on like how we treat veterans when they come back to this country and whistleblowers and how they're treated, in the military. And I loved episode 100. Because we both did really great, like, super feminist stories, but we did the sterilization of women in mental institutions and women of color and poor women, and how the government was funding these women having their uteruses removed. It was fucking awful. And so I was glad I was able to highlight that. But
yes.
I will say that my favorite episodes have been these little mucks that we've done.
Yes.
Which is my next question. So okay. Which one is your favorite guest in the little muck? And
well,
I have a feeling that everybody here knows.
We already know Hillary's favorite.
We already know, but we just want to hear from you for two cookies. What was your favorite?
Well, you know, Congressman Ted Deutch.
We don't know him.
Who's that?
You really? Because I've got a notebook with my name, Hillary Deutch, written over and over again in cursive somewhere. But he was definitely my favorite. He has been one of my top like three guests I've won on this podcast since we started. Well, he's easy on the eyes. Let me just say that much. I think he's adorable. He's adorable. And I think he's a really nice guy. Like, he seems really nice when I've met him anyway. But he's somebody who gets stuff done in the House. He's doing the work. He's my representative. I mean, what do you want from me? I've realized lately I have a thing for older Jewish men, which I don't understand. But Jeff Goldblum, a Ted Deutch.
Jeff Goldblum's always been adorable.
There's somebody else in there. I forgot. But, you know, I got a thing. What is this?
He is a good guy. And you two have something in common.
Oh, what's that? Yes. That he likes me too?
No, music, no, that girl.
Music.
Oh,
music.
Yes. Oh.
Poor Hillary.
You're right. Maybe we should get a drink sometime.
Ooh.
Alfredo, I'm kidding. I'm just kidding.
We're going to leave that story for June, after June 20th, May 21st, and you know why. Suspense.
I know why.
Tina Matina. Who's your favorite?
Gosh. Gloria Pedro is one.
Amazing.
Because she talked to us about reproductive rights, and especially currently with what's happening in Florida, where we are about to lose all access to abortion. So I think it's really important that we are bringing on people that are talking about those issues. And then we also had someone who was a fun person, who's Maya Garant.
Oh, yes.
Who was a lot of fun and talked to us about witchcraft and talked to us about her performative activism work.
Yes.
And that was a great guest as well.
We met Blue Bird, Jacques Bruno.
Oh my God, Blue Bird.
Anti-Hate Adventure Boys.
Yes.
And he does amazing work locally. Emmanuel George came on this year, who's going to be coming on again in 2022.
I can't wait to hear about what he's doing, because he's doing some incredible stuff.
Of course, because we live in Broward and we're involved that way, like, I really love that we get to meet people who are doing incredible things, like Emmanuel George and Jacques Bruno, who
we've had some great reps. We had Malcolm Kenyatta
who
was
amazing.
Incredible. We had
who's now
Brianna.
Running, by the way, he's running against Dr. Oz.
Yes.
Did you know that? Okay.
Yes.
Just making sure.
And Dr. Oz.
And
he's
Dr. Oz
just
better
so
live.
Problematic.
Like, come on. And not to mention that he doesn't even live.
Yeah, he lives in New Jersey, right?
In that state.
It's
he lives in Jersey. It's stupid.
Girl, please.
And we had Brianna Titone, and who's doing amazing things in Colorado. So I'm hoping for next year that we continue to sort of branch out and reach out across the country to some of these other state reps
who
and
is
local
your,
reps that are doing some incredible things.
Who would you like? Give me one person.
Oh.
Each one of you, give me one person, your dream guest. Who would that be for the little Mark?
Well, go ahead, Tina. Who's yours?
I'm going to say, I know it's so cliche.
Me, I know you want to interview me. That's okay.
Actually, you were a little muck who we
That's
love.
That's right.
But I was like 2 years ago. Yeah. I'm like so 2 seasons ago.
It may feel like that. It was actually last week, but it feels like 2 years ago.
But Stacey Abrams.
Oh, yes.
That would be
absolutely.
Awesome.
I think it would be incredible.
Yeah.
Incredible. God, imagine.
Oh, no, I can't. But
the next governor of Georgia is that.
I know somebody who has. Yeah. I know somebody who has some contact information for her. I'll
Hi.
Look forward to you. My dream guest. I have a couple, but definitely Mark Hamill, who played Luke Skywalker.
Yes.
He's super involved.
Nerd.
Absolutely, that's what I am, and he's involved with politics. He makes comments. He's brings up. I think we could reach him. It does say on his Twitter that he doesn't go into the DM, so I don't know what to figure, like, find his reps and like figure that out. But all right.
So moving on along. Let's go back. Let's go deep into politics here. So January 6, 2021. Mm. Where were you? Now, what were your thoughts when the Trump supporters tried to, take over a government?
I was at work. I remember seeing something on Twitter, and then I tuned into CNN online and was watching what I expected to happen 6 months into the Trump presidency.
Why?
Because of the rhetoric, because of the buildup of this. He was everything was agitating. I just couldn't believe it took 4 years to get to that, but it wasn't surprising to me. I mean, that was something that if you had been paying attention to what the things that he had been saying, like even an hour before they went into the building, he was telling them to go into the building.
Yes.
So I just feel like it was just building to that point. So It was an incredible thing to see. I mean, oh my God, it's insane.
I just remember thinking, like, hearing about, you know, our elected representatives sort of being tunneled out to safety.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah, that was scary.
And saying, like just sort of like knowing that that was happening and that this buildup was happening, but the shock that it was American citizens going into our U.S. Capitol to do that is bonkers. And the fact that, and it wasn't like they just were there to protest. They went in and they destroyed. Like, they were putting up their flags. I think someone even took a dump
terrorists.
In the middle of the place.
Yes, they're wiping shit everywhere.
You know, that's the U.S.
They are
Capitol.
Terrorists. Absolutely, they're terrorists.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And watching it and then realizing that nothing was going to happen because it was going to be spun in this other way. And that's the thing that I think frightens me, is that it's dangerous and it's continuing to build. And I feel like, not to be a Debbie Downer on our year-end special, but are we headed to a civil war in America? Like, is this happening because we've never had war directly on our soil like other countries have?
Right.
We don't know what that's like. Maybe. Like, we've had, you know, there was the terrorist attack on 9/11, but that was an attack. We had Pearl Harbor, but we, you know, since, you know, the Civil War, people aren't fighting and we're not having bombs drop like other countries have experienced, and we're a little spoiled.
We are so divided.
You know, is it going to come to a head?
Yeah.
And is it going to be a violent uprising that happens?
Get a gun.
So, but is it,
no.
You know, racism is real, and there's so many other things that are real, but do you think the media exaggerates?
Yes. Now, I will say this. I think that they expand on things that they don't have to. I think that as much as the Fox News has a base and they blow shit up, Dems have the same thing. My mother watches that liberal bent fucking MSNBC or CNN all day long.
Yeah.
My God. It really is. It just does just as much to you as the Fox News
does. I agree.
I mean, it's too much information. We do not need. There used to be like a Walter Cronkite, right? And you'd watch everybody in the country.
The would
watch
one person.
It's actually, you know, what the problem is, like, it's an opinion. It's a 24-hour opinion. Yeah. There is no news unless, you know, they go straight to the White House to get the news from the press secretary.
Well, once you create a 24-hour news cycle, you have to fill 24 hours of news.
Right.
It makes me anxious every time I turn on the TV.
I can't.
Well, and I think the other issue is that the media, I think, by spending all the time they did on, and people have talked about this, on Trump prior to his winning the election, and just giving him that free airtime because they thought he was such a clown, kind of backfired. And I think that if people are going to be nasty and disgusting, they don't deserve to have airtime. Like, don't show it. Don't show people like that. But the more that they get shown, like these Marjorie Taylor Greens and Lauren Boebert and all these people, then you're giving them, you're amplifying the voice.
And their excuse is like, but we have to report the news.
You can report
there
it,
are
but
things that
it,
you just
that
don't have behavior. Right. You don't have to report behavior.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's nothing good about that. So talking about 2021, sorry. So what have you learned this year that you didn't know last year?
On a personal level or a
personal
podcast level?
Professional level, you know, whatever level.
Patience.
Emotional level?
Oh God, emotional, I'm a mess.
You make some good cookies.
Baking therapy. But I've learned to just let things go.
Mm. Ooh, that's a good one.
And that stuff that I thought mattered a lot doesn't really matter.
Control what is within your control.
Yes. And just try to be like water off a duck's back. And sometimes it's hard for me.
I've never heard that one.
Yeah.
I like it.
I like that, Tina.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Okay. And Hillary?
I found strength that I didn't know that I had, that I was a lot stronger, even after all these years of you telling me how strong I am, that I didn't even think existed. You know what I mean? Because of everything that I've had to go through and all the days that I've been crying for all fucking day long, like not knowing. And I actually said that to my son the other day because he's going through a little bit of a rough thing with a crush. And just he's so down, you know, and he's 10. And he's like so upset.
Yeah, and
about
he's going to hear this in 3 years. And he's like, my mother was talking about my crush on the podcast.
But I told him, like, with time, like, there was days I didn't want to get up off the couch where I've been sleeping for 6 months. Like, I didn't want to get up and do anything. And I just look back at, like, even 3 months ago and can't believe where I'm at right now. Like, it's just
incredible.
Time does and how you can view yourself and what you feel like. And I mean, honestly, with people like Tina and Alfredo in my life, like, I would not have fucking gotten through this at all. At all. I'm serious. There's no way I would have gotten through it if I didn't have so much support from you guys.
I'm sorry, Tina.
Sorry. I just want to say that, and I've been thinking about this for a few days, just because it's the holidays and family, and I feel like the people that I have in my life who are, like, my chosen family, mm-hmm. have been so incredible, and I wish that, you know, we could all go through life with it, like, choosing the family that we want. Mm-hmm. And I love my, you know, my real family, but, you know, sometimes there's tension, and
well, yeah,
so that's a family you're born with, and you have to love them and accept them for who they are.
Yes, it's not perfect, but I love the people that we are surrounded by.
Yeah,
you know,
in the LGBTQ
community, I don't know how it is now for kids who come out in 2021, but certainly 20 years ago, you get to choose your family, because sometimes our families rejected us.
Mm. Yeah.
And it was hard, and we had no family members. Mm. So we got to handpick who got to spend the holidays with us.
Aww.
So I hear you, and I'm very proud of the two of you, because two of the strongest women, you beat mother effing cancer.
Oh my God. Tina, Jesus Christ.
You have, you know, going through a divorce and almost at the end of it. On top of that, the two of you are like fantastic activists and allies to every single community out there. So, okay, raise your hand and give yourself a pat in the back, because you deserve it. And you get three cookies. And you get three cookies and a candy cane.
Ooh, candy cane. Nice.
Okay.
It's one of those gross strawberry candy canes. Don't give me
You get what I give you, okay? So 2022 is just, how many days? We're like 7 days days away from.
Can't wait for New Year's Eve. Yes.
So, we're going to party like it's. We're going to party like it's 2019.
Yeah. We're going to party like there's no corona.
Hush. Calm down.
No,
calm
sorry,
down.
Sorry, down sorry. Not true. Not true. Let's not it's Omicron. It. I know Omicron's out there. We're all be masked up. Don't worry.
So, yeah, I'm vaccinated. But what's coming up for 2022 personal? We want to know. I'm sure everybody wants to know for the Muck and for the Little Muck. What are your plans?
Well, as far as the Muck goes, we definitely have, I mean, I can count at least 6 guests that I know have agreed to come on the podcast that we just need to line that up, and we'll have them on in the the first couple of months that are all really great. And one rep in particular is going to come on and talk about her experiences in Tallahassee. And I got to tell you, I'm very excited to share her story, because I think it could make some important changes there. And I think we're going to try to do video. We're going to do a YouTube channel, like add things to our YouTube channel.
That's exciting. YouTube.
It's very exciting. I mean, who doesn't want to look at these faces every week?
Every day, twice on Sundays.
Oh my gosh. I mean, there's nothing like a Hillary rant on video.
Oh my God. Yeah, it'll be amazing.
Oh my God. Just be careful. You might turn into a meme. I'm just warning you right now.
That's my goal.
To turn into a meme, you'll be 2022's favorite meme. So we're going to do, I'm going to give you a word or two words or a phrase, and you tell me what it means to you. Okay. Let's start with a favorite podcast.
I know my answer.
Well, I mean, the Muck is my favorite podcast. Yes.
Other than the Muck or the Little Muck, favorite podcast outside of what you make.
I listen to The Daily on New York Times Daily. I listen to Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Yes. It's one of my favorites on Odd Pods.
I've heard about them.
Yes.
They're right.
They're all right. Oh, hey. Are we doing an impression? These motherfuckers,
oh,
Tina.
Are those the nerds
you were telling me about?
Listen, nerds is kin to me, but they've gotten too far. Ooh. I told you, I have filed a cease and desist with AdBots.
Could it be a podcast battle between the mock and the... No?
It's barely a battle.
Barely a battle. Okay.
They don't even show up.
My money's on you. My money's on you.
Always.
My money's on you. Always.
What about you, Tina? Podcast.
Okay, so you know what I'm going to say.
Oh, yes, of course.
My Talking Sopranos, and I am devastated because the last episode aired.
How was it?
Oh, my God.
Last episode forever?
Forever.
Because they cover each episode of The Sopranos.
Michael Fraioli, Steve Sharippa, what have you done to me? Like, aww. I can't tell you how much joy Steve Sharippa brings to my life.
Can we play this clip?
Hi, Steve Sharippa.
Oh, I'll cut it up.
You are amazing. And the fact that I can't listen to, I listen to the ads on there because he is so funny. And I'm going to play one for you later.
Do you know them?
No, but I wish that
look
I did.
Look at her face.
No, but
by the way,
I'm just
saying. Can I say something? Now I know what my face looks like when I talk about Ted Deutch because I just look at Tina and her
Steve
eyes
Sharippa.
She got love eyes.
Okay, well, I want Steve Sharippa to adopt me. So, and I want to hang out with Michael Imperioli. Hey.
Yeah.
So,
I like his
so
music.
So that's weird. You know,
I can't. So he's amazing and he would be a great little muck. And Steve Sharippa has given me so many ideas for the show because he'll talk about people who are trash to him.
Nice.
It's so good. I almost want to listen to it all over again.
Okay, we get it.
You love it.
Okay, sorry. I'm depressed.
We got 20 more words. Okay. So.
Okay, go.
2021.
Hell.
Garbage.
GOP.
Racist rapists.
Trash.
Tell us how you feel about it. Democrats.
Losers.
Ineffective.
Joe Biden.
Exhausting.
Oh, my God. Adequate? Mm.
I think he's what we needed.
All right.
She always says this, all right. It's like when she's over you and she doesn't want to hear anymore because she doesn't agree with you.
It's tough.
Florida.
Home.
Florida man, baby.
Matt Gaetz.
Creep, criminal, piece of shit. Sorry, it's more than one word.
He's disgusting.
Yeah.
I agree with all those words, and they're not enough. Val Demings.
Oh, a fucking queen.
Queen. I was going to say queen. Just queen on her Harley.
Oh, by the way, woo! She was on Lil Muck. Sorry, guys.
Yes.
We have a future Florida senator on our fucking podcast.
Yes.
Oh, there will be nothing more amazing than her winning and taking little Marco, who votes again.
Oh, please.
Every
get rid of that
single
spineless,
interest, Florida's interest.
Spineless tool.
Hey, this is Russ.
This is Kyle.
This is Michelle.
From the Infectious Groove Podcast. Join us every Monday for the most fun you can have with a music podcast. The Infectious Groove Podcast uses a positive and fun approach as we take time every week to share our jammy jams, then dig into a thought-provoking topic discussing all decades and genres of music. You can find the Infectious Groove Podcast on all major podcast platforms, or you can head to infectiousgroovepodcast.com to find us there and subscribe. We might have a controversial opinion here or there, but we always have fun with it.
Oh, I'm sure I'll say something dumb.
Subscribe to the Infectious Groove Podcast, part of the Odd Pods Media Network.
So, favorite food? Elaborate.
Pizza. Pizza's my favorite food. And I've had to turn it down.
Well, okay. Pineapple on pizza?
No.
So, just cheese.
I don't like fruit on anything. Don't put it in a dessert. Don't put it on my
pizza. Okay, so you're a vegetarian?
Yeah, just cheese. I like
just cheese. How about veggies on it? Like
sometimes.
Mushroom?
Yeah, all right.
Okay.
I like it simple. Jeez. Keep it simple.
Hard to please. Tina.
Like my favorite food ever? Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to say, and I've talked about this on the podcast before, but it's my dad used to make this dish called spuzzarin, and it's like all different like kind of stewed meats and bay leaf. But it's like melt in your mouth tender.
Sounds disgusting.
I know. Ooh, sorry, vegetarian.
Let's meat melt in
former,
your mouth.
Yeah, former vegetarian, loving this.
So do you cook, both of you?
No, I don't cook.
Yes.
No.
What's your what's that meal that you got it to perfection and everybody loves?
Oh gosh, I mean, I like my sauce and meatballs.
Very good.
Good. Well, okay.
I make a so really everybody, great macaroni and cheese.
Everybody.
I can cook that.
Ooh.
From the box?
No.
Mac and cheese bake?
Like, yes, ooh. Yes.
Oh, look at you. Very okay, good. So what do you put ooh. On there?
Well, you got
if you put garlic, you're canceled.
No.
I agree. My husband's always like, what about garlic? And I'm like, that's disgusting.
No, garlic or onions do not belong in mac and cheese. I'm sorry.
No.
Ooh.
It's called mac. It's called mac and cheese, not mac. Garlic mac ugh. And cheese. favorite. What do you think when I say music?
Everything. It's everything to me.
Favorite band, singer?
Ooh, that's so hard.
My favorite so is, well, it's Phoebe fucking Bridgers is my favorite singer. I love her. I'm obsessed with her.
I feel like last year you had somebody else who was your favorite.
Well, I listen. Mean, I feel like it changes based on your mood. You know what
okay,
I mean?
Okay, I hear you. I feel you. Yes. Okay.
I'm obsessed right now with someone named Remy Wolf. I think she's pretty incredible. Been listening to her album over and over again. I don't know. I jump back into the 90s rock and then I come back to some sort of current pop dance thing that seems to make me happy.
Aww.
How about you?
I have been listening to old school like R.E.M.
Nice. Good.
Well, I have a friend of mine who loves R.E.M. So since we're on the music topic and you two
Michael
are feminists.
Stein, come on our show. Hi.
And you're feminists, hardcore feminists. What are your thoughts about Taylor Swift? I want to hear.
I have zero thoughts about Taylor Swift. Okay. I don't fucking care at all.
The only thing I know about her is she wrote a song about Jake Gyllenhaal.
I have no idea.
Right? All right.
I don't get it. I think I was in a different age group than where that she hit.
No, like, but you like.
I will say this. I want to say this. I love the fact that she kind of gave a big f you to the guy who took
who bought her
catalog,
yeah.
And now that she has put out all of her old songs again. And is making so much money off of it because, like, she has what are the Swifties who have gone in and, like, really supported her. And I thought that was really cool as a young woman to be able to own and take that back.
I agree with you. Incredible. Too bad Hillary doesn't think that, but that's okay.
Here's my thing about Taylor Swift. My only thing about Taylor Swift is I was in the Tina Fey, Amy Poehler on the stage making fun of her at, like, whatever that was, like the Emmys or whatever, when they were mocking her for all her relationships. That was me. Like, I'm in that age group where Taylor Swift was jokey. Like, it wasn't, you know what I mean? She's not.
I hear you. I'm
sure if I got into it, I would like it.
I hear
not
you.
My...
I wouldn't be surprised then, if you get canceled because the Swift.
No,
the Swift Swifties come
don't
after
cancel
you.
Us because you know what song
not you, just Hillary.
Yeah, just
you know what song is good to run to is that na, 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 hey, Shake It Off.
Oh,
Shake
yeah.
It Off is a good running song.
I think
song.
That's the next album she's going to re-record. I don't know. Hold on. What do you think when I say books?
I mean, books for me, that's my life.
What are you reading now?
Oh, gosh. Right now, I'm not reading anything. I'm in the middle of two different books, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, not I reading anything in the middle of two different
I
books.
Know. Well, I mean, okay. Okay. So it.
Can you pick one answer?
I know.
Four cookies and two candy canes.
I am reading. Okay, don't laugh at me.
Oh, you know she's going to laugh.
Yeah, this is not good.
Okay, I'm reading the Talking Sopranos book. That's the book I'm reading.
I get it.
I'm a literary
in
nerd.
In typical Italian fashion,
right now
you're
I'm
a little
reading,
obsessed with the Sopranos.
Now, right now I'm reading the Talking Sopranos book, and it's got so many pictures. It's all their personal pictures in it. So that's okay.
Yeah. Of the fictional awesome. Characters.
Like the
of
actors.
The actors, like behind
of the
scenes.
Okay.
Yeah, because
okay.
It's their... So it's them
oh, nice.
Talking
okay.
about
well, that's pretty
stuff
cool.
that they didn't bring up on the podcast. And it's all like these other stories and they talk to... And they got pictures from all the different actors
nice.
To put in there. And
nice.
And I have a signed copy.
Oh,
she has a signed copy.
Sorry.
She redid her tracksuit.
I do have an Adidas tracksuit. It's
oh
true.
My god. So when this YouTube podcast, the first episode needs to be you wearing
my Adidas tracksuit.
Your Adidas tracksuit.
Do I need a pinky ring? I can find
you
one.
just yes. go ahead and dress
ooh,
up from head
ooh,
to toe.
And I got the gold necklace with the little Italian the horn.
Perfect.
Oh my
sounds,
god, Tina.
Sounds
this is
good.
A, this and is a, awesome.
No, we don't condone guns. Never mind.
I'll have
condone.
A cannoli instead.
Oh,
you get
oh,
it? You get
there
it?
There you go.
Take the cannoli.
Or okay. a cup of coffee or a cup of coffee with a biscotti.
Oh, lovely.
And you?
You know, I'm not really a book person.
Well, but you had that book that you loved.
Glennon Doyle, Untamed. Yeah. That book fucked me up in 2021. That book is why I'm sitting at the end of this year. Twice I read it. It's fucking amazing.
That's what I've heard. Couple final words. This is a self-serving one, Alfredo. What do you think?
I can't say one word. There's too many.
Handsome. Okay, just go ahead and indulge me.
Oh my God. Incredible. Leader.
Supportive. Kind.
Just loving.
Generous.
Generous beyond anything.
To all the single men out there.
Yes. Well, yeah, I've tried. He will not have anything to do with me.
You know what the condition is, okay?
I've literally leaned against Alfredo's bed with my ass out like, yo, hey, what's up? And he's like, wrong parts. Get the fuck out of my room, bitch. I'm like, damn it. God damn it, Alfredo.
I love you both so much. I just don't want to ruin the friendship.
Listen, I mean, let's roll the dice and see what happens.
What do you want to say to your listeners?
Thank you.
Oh my gosh.
Thank you for supporting us.
This
listening.
Especially because in 2021 I feel like we got this huge jump. We were offered to join as a member of Odd Pods Media, yes, which is incredible. We've gotten
huge.
Yeah, yes. And we're like part of this amazing family now, and yes, our listenership has risen. I mean, the download numbers are kind of incredible. Yeah. And so I think that
we appreciate all of our listeners, and I'm excited to see where the podcast goes. Yeah. I feel like it's going to continue to grow, and
I also feel like in 2021 we didn't really even focus on that so much because
there was so much going on.
To me, really, it's sitting in a room with you. Like, that's all that I feel like we're doing. I know we put it up and people hear it.
Yeah.
But I don't ever really think about that. I think about just you and I sitting here talking.
Can we take the mock podcast on the road?
Yes!
Woo! That maybe for 2023? Yeah. After the video or 2022, late 2022?
Summer 2022.
There you go. We can take it. It will be at a city near you.
Which city
you should go to first?
It's got to be
a Florida city. You have the data of which city listens to you the most downloads. So you can just go and use that. I'll make sure I'll pick up a bar and we'll go and do the podcast from there.
You'll be our tour manager.
I'll be your tour manager. My commission is 45%.
45?
Of nothing is still nothing. Okay.
45, first of all, is an awful, evil number. And second of all,
10, that's true. Okay, 46. 15. 46. You said it, not me, okay? It takes a lot of money to look this cheap. So 46% of commission. The mock podcast coming to a city near you. So late summer 2022.
Wow.
Let's do it. That would be amazing.
That would be awesome. And then just so everybody can guess your passwords, tell us something that nobody knows about yourselves. Like one fun fact. For your
nobody
fans.
Nobody knows?
Yes, oh, not a dark secret, just a fun fact.
Do you know what? I'll tell you something that I don't think anybody really knows, because I told my daughter this morning, she was like, when I told her, I'm like, I can't believe I forget that I did this. Halfway through my senior year of high school, I was called into the guidance counselor's office, and the lady said to me, you're done. Like, you've got all your credits. Like, there's no reason for you to stay here. I don't know if it was like overcapacity at the school or what, but she's like
prison?
Yeah.
Early release.
She was like, you can leave and come back for graduation. And I did it. Like, I left and I worked in a restaurant as a hostess during the day.
Did you tell your parents?
Yeah. But then I went back for like grad night and graduation, and I felt a disconnect with everybody because I hadn't been there. And I said to my daughter, like, what a stupid fucking thing that I did.
Did you save money?
Yeah, I was able to
it
work.
Then it was worth it.
It was.
You graduated with money in your pocket. Everybody else was broke.
That's probably what it is. I was like, oh, I'm going to be so smart. But I didn't get that like social senior year thing that I should.
That connection,
really,
all the parties and everything.
I should have stayed.
But well, you know,
I forget that I did that all the time.
Don't regret anything. Yeah. Life is too short for regrets.
I don't know if that's a fun story, but it's a fact.
No, but it's a fact. That's fun. I mean, it just proved that you're super smart or that the school just confused you with somebody else.
That's what it is.
One or the other. Regardless, you graduated with money in your pocket, okay?
That's right.
So your story reminded me of a story, and I may have said it on the muck before, so sorry, because I have a Swiss cheese for a brain right now, but I had a complete opposite to your story is that my senior year, I got called into the guidance office because...
The guidance office. The guidance office. Two different stories. Yeah. Watch it on the podcast.
Yes. That should be a whole podcast this is, on this its is, own. Getting called is, into this the
This is not good.
Guidance.
Go ahead, Tina. Yeah.
So, you know, you have to have 4 years of math to graduate.
Yeah.
So, and you know how math, like any class, like you, it's, you have to take a certain class before you can be moved into another class.
Yeah, yeah.
So freshman year, I took whatever math. Sophomore year, I took a math class. And the math teacher was one of the most horrible teachers I have ever had in my life.
Oh, no.
And I remember he was German, his name was Carpentier. I still remember this guy, balding, thick German accent. And he would call the students who were the weakest in math to the board and shame them.
Oh my God.
And so I often was called to the board because I just struggled in math, and I would go up there and then he would make fun and I would get more nervous at the board.
Oh my God.
And it was
awful.
Horrible. And then at one point I was like, forget this guy. And I stopped going to class and I basically failed the class, but they moved me into the next level math my next year. So I was like, okay, great. Like, I don't care. Like they, which they shouldn't have. I should have had to have repeated that.
Yeah.
But they didn't have me do it. Oh no, they did. Scratch that. I had to go that summer to do summer school. And when I walked into the summer school class with my math book, was the teacher.
No!
And I threw the book and I was like, I'm out of here. And I left and I skipped all summer.
Oh my God.
Then I start the next year and they have me in the next class. Boom, that's junior year. Senior year, I'm taking my next math. January of senior year, they're like, you don't have your math credit to graduate.
Oh, shit.
And I'm like, what? So they're like, you have to go to night school. And so...
Oh, my God.
And then I was like, well, what math? And they're like, at this point, it doesn't matter what. You just need a math credit. So I took some BS math, and it was, it was like a bunch of like... It was like all the fuck up kids.
Oh my God.
And so, but I was friends with some of them. And then it was also kids from the nearby private school. And so we would like all hang out because the teacher was like, whatever. And he kind of just passed us and we'd hang out in the parking lot listening to Beastie Boys on blast in the trucks and like just be dancing in the parking lot. I graduated high school.
And you know what? I really hope that Mr. Carpenter
Carpentier
stopped bullying and shaming students instead of teaching. That's horrible.
But you know what? I remember him to this day.
Of course, he tortured you.
But not for good reasons. Yeah.
Not for good reasons. He tortured you. That's terrible. Oh. That is absolutely terrible. But you did well in English.
Yes.
Well, this has been fun.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for letting me play with you because you guys are having fun every single week. I just get to produce, which is the hardest part of this thing.
I mean, it's 46% work, apparently.
Oh, my God.
Tina and I
really,
get to split, what,
24%? I really earn my 46% of $0.
Yeah. Well, wow. You're right. We are going to give you 46%. Wow. It's of nothing. So yes. Enjoy that.
And you know what? Coming from you, I'll take it because I'm so proud of the work you do.
Thank you.
It's the best 46% of nothing that I ever get. Because you know what? I do a lot of things for free. And this is the best one.
Well, listen, we couldn't do this podcast without you. And you proved your worth on episode 100 when I sent you a name that Tina already had. And it was like all these red flashing emojis.
Oh my God, that is so true. It took 100 episodes for me to be valuable.
Yes.
Because all I do is just a text message. You're clear to record. Because Hillary sends me her titles. Yeah, thank you. You brought this up, which I have a complaint to make. She sends me the titles like at the last minute, like 12 hours into 24 hours into. Tina, she sends it to me like a week in advance. Well, and I'm waiting until finally that day that they both decide to send two topics for 1 week. And then I had to figure it out how to earn that 46% of nothing and tell them that one of the topics was the same topic. So they don't show up to recording any work. You know what? And my work here is complete.
Yes. And I will take your complaint to the Muck Podcast complaint department, which is that trash can over there. Right in the trash.
You get no cookies. No candy canes.
Damn it, Alfredo.
But everybody else get a happy a Merry Christmas and a happy holidays.
Oh yes.
And happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Muxers, we love you so much. We oh my God, the blessings from this podcast. Yes. I can't even
this
tell
podcast
you.
Is everything.
Thank you, thank you.
Everything.
Thank you. It is. It's a fucking distraction from the shit show but that's my life.
But it's the best distraction.
It's the best. So thank you everybody for listening and keep listening. Share the podcast.
Yeah, share, please.
Be safe and have a very happy new year. Right?
Yes.
Happy New Year, Tina.
Happy New Year.
Love you.
I love you.
Love you, Fredo.
And love you.
Ladies.
Alfredi.
Tina Martina.
Are you ready? We're gonna say
I'm Hillary.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.